This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. There's critical fire danger across the Front Range today with similar conditions tomorrow. Forecasters expect warm, dry, and windy conditions. Xcel Energy is preparing for possible wildfire risk, which could mean outages for some areas during the windy stretch. That risk could last through Saturday. Protecting older and vulnerable adults from financial scammers is the goal of a bipartisan bill moving forward at the state capitol, Ray Solomon reports.
Each year, scammers steal billions of dollars from older adults in the U.S. They often manipulate victims with a sense of fear and urgency. By the time victims have a chance to think clearly, their money is often long gone. The Asset Act would protect scam victims by letting banks and other financial institutions halt suspicious transactions while they notify the authorities to investigate. Steve Schwartz, a volunteer advocate with AARP, testified in support at a hearing last month.
Financial exploitation is fueled by some of our best qualities when we're trusting and polite and open to new relationships. And, you know, I think all of us have moments of vulnerability.
The bill applies to people 70 and older. It hasn't faced significant opposition, but several lawmakers say it should apply to everyone and are withholding support until the age restrictions are removed. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
And in Metro Denver, a group of students is lobbying for a new program designed to provide access to safe extracurricular activities. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The proposal is called My Colorado Card. It is modeled after a longstanding Denver initiative. It would grant students in grades 6 through 12 free entry to recreation centers, museums, and arts programs. Proponents argue expansion to all Colorado students is a matter of public safety. They say students in neighborhoods impacted by rising gun violence need safe places to go after school. While the Denver program is tax-funded, this statewide pilot would rely on grants and donations. The bill has cleared its first legislative committee. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org.